Avery dodged right, the power blast narrowly missing the Kingfisher as the trio of ships trying to intercept her on the way toward the smuggler pop. Avery didn't know how they'd found the smuggler pop. It was possible that they were smuggler ships themselves, armed up and lying in wait for anyone who happened to use a common pop. It was more likely, though, that they were ne'er-do-wells, hired by nefarious powers to try to intercept the Kingfisher and kidnap the ambassador's daughter to prevent the Galactic Peace Treaty from being finalized. For the first time in the history of the universe, the Centralists were at the table with the Tri-Clusters and the Balancers, and there was talk that the Alliance wouldn't stand by while the other primary powers of the galaxy made up a diplomatic structure that would guide the local galaxy for decades or centuries to come. But first, Avery had to get away from the three ships who were trying to blow him up. He dodged again. "The ship is not designed to move like that," Harper said. "She can't just step sideways because of incoming fire." "We put in the new thrusters," Avery said. "They have to help somehow." "The laws of physics still apply, Avery," Harper told him.
"Maybe Monty was right," Avery said. "We should do guns, too."
"That isn't going to help you now," Harper said. Avery pursed his lips, looking for a way to get around the three ships and get to the pop. It wasn't going to help him much because there wasn't anything on the other side of it that would give him cover if they chased him, but he wasn't getting any closer to escaping by just sitting here and dodging either. "The energy shielding is reaching depletion," Harper said.
"I see that," Avery answered. "You have any great ideas?"
"Not charging in without looking where you're going first," Harper asked.
"Monty was so right," Avery said. "We need guns on this boat."
"I'm always right," Monty said from behind him. "But I'm pretty sure that this isn't what you were supposed to be doing with the new simulation algorithm."
Avery looked back at him with a grin.
"Ah, come on. You have to take it for a spin. Harper swears there's a way to survive this, but she won't tell me what it is."
"Shields depleted. Hull breach. All crew perished," Harper said.
"Shucks," Avery said.
"Not me," Carbon called from the cargo bay. "I was sealed in my room, and I come wait for them to breach the airlocks to confirm the death of the ambassador."
Monty looked back, waiting to see what Harper would say to that.
"Breaching party. Deceased," Harper said after a moment. "I forced the airlocks on the breaching ship," Carbon called. "Fight my way up to the bridge." "You are unable to work the controls," Harper said. Carbon laughed. "You planning on staying on that dead bucket, Harper?" she asked. "No, Carbon. I would gladly hack their control system for you." "Turn the guns on the other two ships," Carbon said. "Fire when ready."
"With pleasure," Harper said.
"For the crew who were lost in the battle."
Avery turned forward to watch as the other two ships, surprised, attempted to fight back. But within a few moments, they were space trash.
"Gee," Monty said. "Thanks for flagging my pop."
"You can't have hurt feelings, Monty," Harper said. "You're dead. And it was the ambassador's daughter."
Monty raised an eyebrow at Avery, then crossed his arms.
"Shut it down and get back to work."
Avery ducked his head with a grin.
"Yes, Captain,"